USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is signing a bill boosting the Federal Crime Victims Fund.
They hope and healing for victims of crime and organizations that support those victims of crime.
The White House saying it has lost billions of dollars over the past 5 years. Biden saying it's not enough to lock up perpetrators and argued crime victims need ongoing support. The National Weather Service is creating a new destructive severe thunderstorm category that will trigger alerts on all mobile devices. Starting July 28th, the Weather Service adding the damage threat tag to severe thunderstorm warnings. Severe thunderstorms can now be classified under three categories: destructive, considerable, and base. Warnings labeled destructive will automatically activate a wireless emergency alert on a smartphone within the area. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is blasting President Biden on the economy. McCarthy adding that economists believe, and even some Democratic economists believe, that inflation will continue as the Biden administration continues to spend.
This is not just Republicans sounding the alarm on inflation. Larry Summers, who served as Treasury Secretary for President Clinton and Chief Economic Advisor for Obama Biden administration, has been warning since February that Biden's big spending agenda would lead to inflation.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he intends to pass two infrastructure bills before the August recess. Schumer saying that he'll stick with it, even if it means late nights and weekends for the senators. An outage that affected thousands of websites, including Amazon and FedEx, was not the result of a cyber attack. That's the word from Internet Security Services company Akami Technologies. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, a Republican governor is doing what he can to stop the flow of illegal immigration.
Last month, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced that his state would build a wall on the border with Mexico. The Texas Facilities Commission is reportedly preparing to begin to take bids for the project. Governor Abbott tells Newsmax TV that the project is advancing quickly, and it appears they'll be able to get the building done at a smaller price tag than first thought.
I got to tell you, it's advancing faster than I thought it would, and there's an easy explanation for it. The first thing we do is we hire a program manager who oversees the entire project, and we have to send that out for bids and things like that. But the reason why it's happening faster is because we have already received a lot of information from companies and businesses that built the wall under the Trump administration or offered bids to do so. And so we're not having to invent the wheel. We're just having to apply the wheel that's already been invented. And with the land that we already have available to us, it looks like it will be costing Texas a whole lot less than it did the Trump administration.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Milwaukee is celebrating the Bucks' first NBA title in 50 years with a championship parade through downtown on Thursday. The Bucks winning the second championship in franchise history Tuesday night with a 4-2 win over the Phoenix Suns in the NBA Finals. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.